Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. I think the high today was about 71, 72 degrees outside. A little windy, but all in all, a really nice day here in Oklahoma, and I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me. I'm MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo's Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, I believe the show, you can listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to we're going to talk a little more about the Super Bowl that took place last weekend. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk some other another NFL topic that I want to get into. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk college basketball. We have a lot of sports to talk about. In the NBA, we definitely have to talk about Kevin Durant's return to Oklahoma City. We will not have our favorite Saban Lee Channing of Gray. We're also going to have a special guest, Grandma Trice, going to stop by, but we'll hold that on for next Friday. So hopefully we'll have our favorite Saban Lee Channing of Gray and Grandma Trice next Friday. But don't forget, you can call me up anytime. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, this is the last day we'll talk about the Super Bowl that took place on Sunday. Again, I have to get up to myself. I told you the Patriots went 34-27. It was 34-28. So I was definitely lucky, but a great comeback there for the Patriots. They were down 28-3 with about, I think it was 6 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and they come back to win 34-28 in overtime. Again, Tom Brady wins the MVP, throwing for almost he usually could have thrown for 500 yards. He had about three or four drops there in the first half when the Patriots were really struggling in that first half. Give credit to the Atlanta defense. I thought the Atlanta defense, especially in the first half, played amazing. They were definitely a lot better than what I thought. But, again, they got worn down towards the end. The Patriots had 93 plays, so that definitely wore down the Atlanta defense. And when you get worn down against that Patriots offense, it's going to be really tough to win. You have to also give it up to the Patriots defense as well, only giving up 21 points against that high-powered Atlanta offense. That is really impressive because, you know, the other touchdown that Atlanta scored was off of interception return for a touchdown. So, really, the Patriots defense only gave up 21 points, which is saying something against that Atlanta offense, which is one of the best all time. Matt Ryan, he threw for 284 yards and two touchdowns. He was definitely on fire, but he didn't have enough. He couldn't throw the ball enough in the second half. They weren't on the field enough, I should say. The Atlanta offense wasn't on the field enough. That definitely hurt their defense. They ran the ball really effectively in the first half with Devontae Freeman, but they could not run the ball in the second half. And also you have to give it up to the Patriots as a team for making all the big plays. They made all the plays. You know, everything that has to go right for you to win a game, when you're down 28-3 late in the third quarter, everything has to go right for the team that's down 28-3, and everything went in their favor. Some people will say, obviously, Atlanta melted down. You can say that. I like to say they tightened up. They played not to win. They played not to lose instead of to win the game, and they had some questionable play calls. The 3rd-and-1 call that led to the strip sack. But I thought the worst play call, in my opinion, was 28-20 in Atlanta. And we talked about this on Monday's show when Atlanta could have kicked the field goal to make it 31-20 and put it all pretty much basically out of reach for the Patriots. It was about 3 minutes left to go in the game, and Matt Ryan takes a sack. You drop Matt Ryan back to pass. You get greedy, and then you get sacked, and then you get on the next play. there's a penalty, a holding penalty on Atlanta, which was a holding penalty, and then you're out of field goal range. That was horrible. That was horrible. So if you're an Atlanta fan, you have to be feel really good about the future. There's a young, talented team, especially offensively, so you definitely have to feel really good about that. But you have to feel bad about the chance that you had a chance to win, that you should have won the Super Bowl, and you did not get the job done. So, again, to me, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, I know the Patriots, they've done some shady things with Spygate, Deflategate. They've done some shady things, there's no doubt about that. But when they get on the field, they come to play. There's no doubt about that. And, again, they usually could have lost this game. They could have got really down on themselves, especially when it was 28-3. I got to be honest with you, I thought it was over. I really did. I said, 28-3, this game is over. I really thought that, but you got to give it up to the Patriots for hanging in there. Looks like we're having some computer problems right now, but you do have to give it up to the Patriots for hanging in there, finding a way to win the game. So they got the job done, and that was really, really impressive there by the New England Patriots getting the job done. And like I said, Atlanta, they're going to feel bad about themselves for a while there. There's no doubt about that. They're going to feel pretty bad that they had a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl, but they did not get the job done. So, again, this last day we'll talk about the Super Bowl, looking ahead to the off season. But you can call me up if you want to continue to talk about the Super Bowl. We're trying to get these computer issues figured out right now, so hopefully we can get that figured out in a couple of minutes here. But I do want to talk also about Terrell Owens not getting into the Hall of Fame. That was another big story from the last weekend that I forgot to get into on Monday. You know, we talked about this last year on the show when he was up. He was I didn't think he was going to be a first-time Hall of Famer because of some of his off-the-field issues, some of the things he did on the sidelines. I knew that rubbed people the wrong way. So I said, no, he's not going to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. But I definitely thought by the second ballot that he would definitely be a Hall of Famer in the second ballot. I think that's kind of ridiculous that he is not a Hall of Famer. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers, folks. I mean, this guy is putting up some – he put up great numbers. So – I can understand him not being a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he definitely should have been in on the second ballot. Now, he definitely needs to be in on the third ballot. There's no doubt about that. Again, I know he had a lot of off-the-field issues. I know at times he thought he was bigger than the team. He's one of my favorite wide receivers of all time, so I have to say I am a little biased. But that being said, yeah, I'm a little biased about that. But that being said, look at the numbers. I mean, the numbers don't lie. He's put up big. He produced. I know he went to a bunch of different teams because he had different issues. He got into it with a lot of his starting quarterbacks like Jeff Garcia and also Donovan McNabb when he was in Philadelphia. But look at the numbers. He produced everywhere he went. He produced with my 49ers. He produced in Philadelphia, helped lead them to a Super Bowl. He was great in that Super Bowl. You know, he was coming off that injury that most players wouldn't have even played in that Super Bowl, and he produced. That's what he did. You got to give up to him. He put on a show. That's what T.O. did, and I definitely think he should be a he should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that, in my opinion, that he should at least be a third ballot Hall of Fame. He says he doesn't care if he doesn't get in on the third ballot. But to me, like I said, it might not mean the same to him, but I definitely think he definitely should be a Hall of Famer. These Hall of Fame voters, you know, get it together. Just look at the numbers. Look past the stuff that he did, you know, off the field. Look what he did on the field. Look where he produced. Like I said, he had issues, but again, the numbers don't lie. He produced everywhere he went. He produced. You cannot, you know, say anything different. That's what he did. He produced everywhere he went. He produced and came up with some big, big plays. So, all right, he was just great for everywhere. He produced everywhere. I mean, it was really, really impressive, his career. And again, like I said, I know a lot of people say, well, those off-the-field issues will keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And I can understand that, but again, I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, Randy Moss, he's going to be up next year. So, again, that's another guy. Whew, he put up some great numbers, too. Boy, with the Vikings and with the Patriots that year, they went 18-0. Boy, I know he had some off-the-field issues as well. On-the-field issues. You remember that, what he did at Green Bay, putting down his pants and stuff. So he has some issues. There's no doubt about that. But I think he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer, definitely by the second ballot. So we shall wait and see. We're still trying to figure out these technical issues. Right now we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We'll talk about some of the games that took place this week in the NBA, and we'll also talk about Kevin Durant's return to Oklahoma City. We'll do all that next on Moose Sports Talk. Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Still trying to get these computer issues figured out. Sorry about that. So I'm having some technical difficulties on my end. But let's continue to talk sports with you. Man, hot dog. Let's see if we can almost got these computer issues figured out. But let's talk some NBA, and let's talk about some of the games that took place this week in the NBA. On Monday night, the Cavaliers, they beat the Wizards in a classic. It had to be the game of the year. Really enjoyed this one. The Cavaliers beat the Wizards 140-135 in overtime. LeBron James scored 32 points. He had 17 assists. He did foul out in the overtime. But, man, what a shot to send it to overtime. That was an unbelievable shot. I mean, my goodness, that was a big-time shot. Now, a lot of people, you have to talk about the pass as well that Kevin Love made, and Kevin Love was awesome in that game. He scored 39 points. He had 12 rebounds. He had a special performance in that one, but you have to give it up to that. I mean, Kevin Love's pass was amazing, but that shot was just wow. I could not believe he hit that shot. You saw the reaction from the Washington fans. That was just shocking that he knocked that down, so that was a big-time shot there for LeBron James to send that game into overtime. I think we almost got these computer issues figured out here. We do. So now you can call in. If you did call in, sorry about that. You can call me back at 1-646-929-0429. So hopefully we can get all these issues figured out here. So just about. But anyway, that was a big-time shot. Kyrie Irving, he scored 23 points at 5 assists. He was great in the overtime. When LeBron James went out, he went to work. I mean, my goodness, Kyrie Irving was special in that overtime against Washington. We have all the issues figured out, by the way, so you can definitely call me up at 1-646-929-0429. But again, going back to the game on Monday night, he was big time. Tristan Thompson, he scored 22 points. He had 12 rebounds, and also he dominated. They shot 53% for the field. They hit 19 threes, did the Cavaliers. The ball movement was excellent. They won despite turning the ball over 20 times. Championship pedigree, finding ways to get the job done. For Washington, they have to feel good about themselves, even though they lost. You know, no moral victories, but Bradley Beal was big time. He had 41 points and 8 assists. John Wall had 22 points and 12 assists. Otto Porter added 25. They just could not finish. But again, that was a crazy shot LeBron James hit. So big-time win for Cleveland. And again, Washington's coming. They're playing some good basketball. They're playing really, really well. Also on Monday night, Indiana did beat Oklahoma City 93-90. Paul George, he scored 21 points. He had 8 rebounds. Jeff Teague scored 17. They dominated in the third quarter. They outscored the Oklahoma City Thunder 32-18. Great defense by Indiana. They've been playing great defense as of late. They've been really getting the job done on the defensive end. For Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook, he almost had a triple-double. He had 27 points, 18 rebounds, and 9 assists. One assist short of the triple-double, but to me, he took too many threes. Not the last two threes. I didn't have a problem with the last two threes when they were trying to send the game to overtime. It went in and out, but 10 threes for the game, that to me, that's a little too many for Russell Westbrook. Victor Oladipo, he scored 14 points, but on 4-16 shooting, he has to be better, and he was better in the game on Thursday night against Cleveland. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, let's see. Steven Adams, he had 15 points and 9 rebounds. Double-double for Andre Roberson and for him, he had 11 points and 11 rebounds, not selling for that three-point shot, attacking, getting to the basket. Also, Oklahoma City, they shot just 30% in the second half, and they had 17 turnovers. They were plus 24 on the glass against Indiana. If you had told me that they would be plus 24 on the glass against the Pacers on the road, I'd say, oh, Oklahoma City won, but they did not get the job done. So tough loss there against Indiana. We'll talk more about Oklahoma City in a minute. Then on Wednesday night, Golden State, they crushed the Chicago Bulls. This was an absolute beatdown, 123-92. Kevin Durant, he scored 22 points. He had 10 rebounds and 6 assists. Klay Thompson led all scorers with 28 points. Draymond Green, he scored 19 points. He had 8 rebounds and 6 assists. He did a little bit of everything for Golden State. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He gives you a little bit of anything and everything that you need. He can shoot the three. He can rebound. He can give you assists. I know a lot of people, especially around here in Oklahoma, don't like the guy, but he is a really good player. There's no doubt about that. And also, Golden State, they hit 15 threes. They had 37 assists. They're averaging a little over 31 assists per game. They're on pace to have more assists than the Showtime Lakers, the 1984-1985 Laker team. So that is really impressive. Their ball movement is excellent. So it was excellent again on Wednesday night. They had lost the previous game, but they found a way to beat the Bulls, even though the Bulls were without they lost to the Kings, by the way, but the Bulls were without their best two players, no Dwayne Wade, no Jimmy Butler, dealing with injuries. Robin Lopez scored 17 points for the Chicago Bulls, but they shot just 40%. They were 4 of 24 for the three-point line. So a nice win there for Golden State. And then finally on Thursday night, Oklahoma City, they dominated Cleveland, beating the Cavaliers 118-109. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double, his 26 of the season. He's already third all-time in triple-doubles already. I mean, that is just impressive. Russell Westbrook, for a season, I should say. Russell Westbrook scored 29 points, but on 11-27 shooting. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but 12 rebounds, 11 assists. He did have 7 turnovers as well. So not a great game for Russell Westbrook, but he was big-time down the stretch with that pull-up jumper. Victor Oladipo played really well. He had 23 points and 7 rebounds. Steven Adams had a double-double, 20 points, 13 rebounds. And Cameron Payne, who's been much really talked bad about, but Cameron Payne played really well. He scored 15 points off the bench. The Oklahoma City Thunder did work on the glass. They had 17 offensive boards last night, and also they were plus 16 on the glass. Kyrie Irving scored 28 points. He had 4 assists but 6 turnovers as well. LeBron James, he didn't have a lot of injury, only scoring 2 points in the second half. He finished with 18 points on 8 of 19 shooting, did have 7 assists. Kevin Love, 15 points on 5 of 12 shooting. Also, the Cavaliers turned the ball over 16 times. They looked a little worn down on their long road trip, but you don't want to make any excuses for the Cavaliers. Give credit to Oklahoma City. They got the job done. There was a rumor that it looked like the big three for the Cavaliers were not going to play, but they did play, and Oklahoma City got the job done. They dominated on the glass. They played some pretty good defense for the most part, and they get the job done, winning by 9 points. So a really, really good win for Oklahoma City over Cleveland. And that leads me to this weekend's games. Well, first, let's talk about the Knicks. We do have to talk about this Charles Oakley story. Again, if you haven't heard earlier this week, Charles Oakley, I believe that was on Wednesday, Charles Oakley was arrested. He did not leave Madison Square Garden. He bought his own ticket, and it looked like he sat a couple of rows ahead of the owner for the Knicks, which he does not get along with. There's different reports, conflicting reports, saying that he was yelling at James Dolan, cussing him out. There was one report, and another report said he didn't say anything. Regardless, you cannot put your hands on security. I thought he went way too far. I know some people were saying the security just comes up and asks him to leave. Yeah, you ask why, but you don't ever put your hands on security. That was ridiculous. Just leave. You know, I know he paid for his ticket and stuff, but still, just leave. You don't want any trouble with security. Don't put your hands on security. I thought that was really ridiculous. And now he's been hit with a lifetime ban from being banned from the Madison Square Garden. He was an enforcer for those Knicks teams back in the mid-90s. I remember the Knicks and the Bulls going at it. Charles Oakley, he was one of them dudes. He's one of them dudes you just don't mess with. we call him one of them dudes, and he was one of them. He was that enforcer on that team. So all in all, just a sad situation. But again, no matter which side you're on, if you're on Oakley's side, you cannot put your hands on security, no matter what. Unless you're protecting yourself, like if they put their hands on you first and trying to assault you, and then but they ask you to leave, just leave. You know, there you go on that. So we can talk about that. Also, if you have any thoughts on Kevin Durant's return to Oklahoma City, you can call me up. It's not too late. 1-646-929-0429. It's going to be very interesting on Saturday to see what kind of reception Kevin Durant's going to get. I would think it's going to be a mixture of boos and cheers. He did a lot for the city. There's no doubt about that, but I can understand the hurt feelings. But I thought, you know, I saw an excellent feature about that last night on SportsCenter, and I thought the fan that said, look, it feels like a spouse left me. I thought he went way too far. This is sports. Don't take your sports too seriously. Obviously, it was definitely a blow to the city of Oklahoma City that he left, but it was his decision, and obviously he made the right decision for him. This Golden State team is really good. It'll be a shock if they don't win a title. If they don't win a title, it's a shame. As talented as that team is, now we can debate, is this good for the NBA and all that stuff, but it was a great decision for him. There's no doubt about that. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of reception he gets. Like, again, I think it's going to be a mixture of boos and cheers. I think at the beginning when they announced his name, cheering for what he did for Oklahoma City. But then once the ball tips off and you want to boo Kevin Durant, I can understand that he's on the Warriors now. So we'll definitely talk more about that on my next show on Monday, God's Will. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. Looking forward to the Fate of the Furious. We'll see if I can see it, but we'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll listen to that, and then we'll come back. We'll talk college basketball. We'll do all that next on North Star.
Sean Khalid from Man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Before we talk college basketball, don't forget you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we do have some breaking news, some sad news. The Detroit Red Wings owner and also the Detroit Tigers owner has passed away at the age of, I think it was 82, I believe. But anyway, so that's some sad news there. Prayers go out to his family. I did not know he was the founder and owner of Little Caesars. So learn something new every day. So there you go on that. But let's turn our attention to college basketball. Let's talk about the week that was in college basketball. Some of the big games on Monday night: Virginia, they whipped Louisville, beating them 71-55. London Parentes scored 18 points. Isaiah Wilkins had a double-double, 13 points and 11 rebounds. They shot 53% from the field. For Louisville, V.J. King, he scored 24 points. Donovan Mitchell, he scored 16, but they shot just 37% from the field. And also, they only shot 5 of 18 from the three-point line. Excellent Virginia defense. That's what they're known for. That's what they do. Now, Louisville was at a disadvantage. They had no Dean Adel and also no Monte Montiang. They both were out because of suspension, so that was a big blow to Louisville's chance of getting a road win, but a nice home win there for Virginia. On Wednesday night, the two state schools here in Oklahoma both lost. Oklahoma State, they fell short against Baylor, losing 72-69. Jonathan Motley had a double-double, 24 points and 11 rebounds. Manu LeConte, he has scored 15 points. The point guard, the transfer from Miami for Baylor, they shot 52%. They were plus 11 on the glass. The length, the athleticism really gives Oklahoma State fits. I'm sure they don't want to see Baylor anymore. I could be wrong. I mean, they might see him in the Big 12 tournament, but I wouldn't want to see Baylor anymore. Jeffrey Carroll, he scored 20 points for Oklahoma State, but Oklahoma State was only 8 of 23 from the three-point line. They were down by 12 and got within one, so they definitely showed some heart and some fight, but they came up a little short against Baylor. And again, the length of Baylor and that 2-3 zone really gives Oklahoma State some issues. Also on Wednesday, West Virginia, they blasted OU. beating them 61-50. James Bolden scored 17 points off the bench. Nathan Adrian had 13 points and 7 rebounds. They forced 23 turnovers. So getting back to what Press Virginia does, forcing turnovers. For OU, Cameron McGussie, he scores 11 points, but they shot just 16 of 48 from the field. I give West Virginia credit. OU is definitely rebuilding, struggling, but they are definitely rebuilding. They could finish last place in the Big 12 after making it to the Final Four, which is pretty crazy. Don't forget, still not too late, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, including KD's return to Oklahoma City, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Also, before we end the show, before we talk more college basketball, I was blessed this week. I won a $50 gift card from the crowdsline.com for having the best college basketball picks for this week. Listen to Mo Sports Talk, folks. You will get top-of-the-line picks. Listen to Mo Sports Talk. Don't listen to people who will give you Yardbird picks. Listen to Mo Sports Talk. I'm just letting you know. I won a $50 gift card, so I definitely have to thank the Lord for that. But listen to Mo Sports Talk. I mean, you will learn something. I'm just letting you know. Look at this year. I told you that the Chicago Cubs would win the Major League Baseball title. They did. I told you that back before the season started, and I also told you that before the playoffs started as well. I also told you that before the season that Alabama and Clemson would play again for the title. Correct. I told you that the Patriots would make the Super Bowl, and I told you the Patriots would win before the NFL playoffs. Listen to Mo Sports Talk. You'll know the winners. I will give you winners. That is what we do on Mo Sports Talk. So there you go on that. Also, on last night, had a great night of basketball. Duke, they beat North Carolina 86-78. Grayson Allen was special, scoring 25 points, hitting 7 threes. He was Mr. Automatic from the 3-point line. Luke Kennard added 20. Jason Tatum scored 19 points. All those points come in the second half. He also had 9 rebounds as well. He did a great job of getting to the basket, attacking in the second half, and he has some perimeter shots down as well. They shot 53%. They hit 13 threes. That was a big difference in the game because North Carolina only hit 4 threes, and also a big difference in the game I thought would be a big key for Duke was they had to compete on the glass. They out-rebounded North Carolina. I know they only out-rebounded them by 1, but that's still impressive against that big, tall, physical North Carolina team. North Carolina was without Isaiah Hicks. They did have Theo Pinson back. He played really well. Justin Jackson, he scored 21 points. Joel Berry had 15 for North Carolina in the loss. They shot 53% from the field, so they shot a high percentage, but they missed critical free throws down the stretch. They were 10 of 18 from the free throw line, fundamentals. That was a big difference as well. The three-point line, Duke's ability to compete on the glass, and also making free throws down the stretch. That was a big difference in the basketball game. Watch out for Duke. They're starting to define roles. You can tell that the three best players on the team who's getting the most shots, Grayson Allen, Luke Kennard, and Jason Tatum. Watch out for the Blue Devils. They're starting to roll now. I like the way they're playing right now. Also on Thursday night, UCLA. They came back from 19 down to beat Oregon 82-79. Lonzo Ball, he scored 15 points at 11 rebounds. He was great in the second half. UCLA shot 51% of the field. Aaron Holiday was good off the bench. He scored 15 points as well. They were plus 8 on the glass. I thought UCLA's defense in the second half was much better, obviously, than it was in the first half. They brought more intensity to the game. For Oregon, Dylan Brooks and Tyler Dorsey both had 19 points. But to me, I thought Oregon settled too much for that three-point shot. They were 12 of 33 from the three-point line. And also, Oregon was only 3 of 19 from the field the last 12 minutes. The offense was – they didn't run any offense. It was real stagnant. They had no ball movement. They just dribbled around and just took tough contested shots. It was awful. They played not to lose instead of to win the basketball game. That was some awful basketball in the second half by Oregon. Give credit to UCLA. That's the kind of defense they're going to have to play if they're going to make a run come tournament time. But again, Oregon, they did not play well at all. Don't forget, that's at 11:30. Tomorrow is going to be the bracket preview show, so we'll definitely discuss that on my show on Monday. They're going to let us know who's the top 16 seeds in the country. So hopefully Duke will be on that list, but we'll definitely talk about that on my next show on Monday, God's will. But my weekend watch, I'm 8-2 in my picks, by the way. We have Clemson at Duke. Again, I like the way Duke's starting to roll. They're starting to gel. You don't want to overlook Clemson. It's going to be, after having a letdown after that North Carolina game. I don't think they'll overlook Clemson. Then we have Villanova at Xavier. Xavier is going to be obviously Edmund Sumner's out for the rest of the year. They've been playing some pretty good basketball even without Sumner, but I think Villanova, too much veterans. I think the backcourt will be too much for Xavier, so I like Villanova now. And then we have Texas at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State coming off that loss against Baylor. I think they have bounced back and they will beat a Texas team that's been really disappointing. And then we have 25-0 Gonzaga at St. Mary's. I'm really tempted to pick St. Mary's. They play some great defense, but I'm going to go with Gonzaga to go 26-0. I just think they have too many offensive weapons. Their length, their athleticism. This is one of the most athletic Gonzaga teams I've seen in years, maybe the most athletic team I've seen. Nigel Goss Williams is playing really well. Nigel Williams Goss, I should say, he's playing really well. And also Jonathan Williams, they're really, really well. So I like Duke, Villanova, Oklahoma State, and Gonzaga. So thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk NBA, we'll talk college basketball, we'll talk anything in the world of sports. Have a blessed rest of your weekend. God is good. Trust in Him, and we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.